Daniel chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, 3587 AH 455 BC, a vision appeared to me, even to me Daniel, after that which appeared to me at the first. And I saw in a vision. And it came to pass, when I saw, that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Uli. Then I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and, indeed, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high. But one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, and northward, and southward. So that no beasts might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will, and became great. And as I was considering, indeed, a male goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and did not touch the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran towards him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close to the ram, and he was moved with anger against him, and struck the ram, and broke his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him. And there was no one who could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the male goat became very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And in its place came up four notable ones towards the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which grew exceedingly great, towards the south, and towards the east, and towards the pleasant land. And it grew great, even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yes, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary. Temple. Was cast down. And a host multitude was given to him against the daily sacrifice because of sin, and it cast down the truth to the ground. And it practiced, and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said to that certain saint Palmoni, wonderful numberer. Who spoke? How long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice be, and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary? Temple. And the host multitudes to be trodden underfoot. And he said to me. For 2300 days, then the sanctuary. Temple. Shall be cleansed. And it came to pass, when I, even I Daniel, had seen the vision, and sought for the meaning, then, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called, and said, Gabriel. Man of God. Cause this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid, and fell upon my face, but he said to me. Understand, O son of man. Because the vision will be at the time of the end. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face towards the ground, but he touched me, and set me upright. And he said, Indeed. I will cause you to know what will be in the last end of the indignation, because the end shall be at the appointed time. The ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Greece. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now when that one has been broken, four stood up in its place, four kingdoms will stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have come to the full, a king of fierce countenance, and understanding dark sentences, will stand up. And his power will be mighty, but not by his own power. And he will destroy wonderfully, and will prosper, and practice, and will destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he will cause craftiness, deceit to prosper in his hand, and he will magnify himself in his heart, and by peace will destroy many, he will also stand up against the prince of princes. But he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evenings and the mornings which was told is true, therefore you shut up the vision. Because it will be for many days. And I Daniel fainted, and was sick certain days, afterward I rose up, and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but no one understood it.